Welcome back. This is Kyle High here. We are usually doing open line right now, but first we have a guest in our studio, and she is the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director, Candy Westbrook. Candy, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Okay, well, Candy, I know you got a long list of stuff to talk about, so let's hear about all the great things going on in Coffeyville.
That's right. So today we were at our business host, Equity Bank, so out there on the other side of town, and we were excited there. David is president. He's actually the president of four locations here in Southeast Kansas, but they are a big part of our community, and we're excited they're here. So right now they got a couple things going on. One is they have a promotion. Every new household that comes in and opens account, they will give $25 to a charity of their choice, and right now their charity is the shelter. So they're giving all those back to the shelter and helping our local animal shelter out. Also, you don't see this too often, but one of the great things that they have is they have no charges for their ATMs. So usually you go anywhere besides your own bank, you go get money, and you get charged for using your own money. So it's awesome because nationwide you can go anywhere in the country and no charge for any bank. It doesn't matter where you go, you get no charges on your fees. So we want to give our hats off to them, and we are excited that they were able to host us today. So some other things going on here in Coffeyville, some great stuff happening. Delta Defender Weekend, Lions Club is having a pancake feed, but it's during the Delta Defenders Weekend, October 5th, and that'll be at the First Baptist Church. They do that every year. It's a great pancake feed. Also, on October 20th, there's a fall tea at the Brown Mansion. They're going to have it decorated all in fall stuff and all kinds of different types of teas and activities and music. Then the Spook Trail is coming back. If you've never been out there, bring the kiddos. It's awesome. It's out at Cedar Bluff Camp. They'll be doing it October 18th and 19th. And then again the following weekend on the 25th and 26th. So great chance to get out there and spook all the kids. So fun
stuff.
Yes. Alicia Melton from Life Point Church. They are going to have a fundraiser, a garage sale on October 5th to raise money for their youth camp. And then this Saturday they have their monthly outreach ministry where they give away food and free clothing and other stuff for those in need. And that'll be a 502 Walnut. Anne-Marie from Liebert Brothers. So it is still hot. They're still doing AC calls right now, but pretty soon winter will be here. And if you go ahead and book now to have your heating unit cleaned out and serviced, they will give you a 10% discount. They're going to be doing that between now and October 18th. So, and also, before you start putting up those Christmas decorations, it seems early, but some people get them up early before it gets cold. Don't be a Griswold. Make sure you call Tim at Liebert's, and he'll help you to make sure you get them all lined up correctly so you don't blow out the neighborhood. So. Also, Anne-Marie wanted to let everybody know that next Tuesday and Thursday through Thursday, we'll have a bunch of visitors here in town that we want to give a warm welcome to. Coffeyville was one of four communities in Kansas to receive a special grant with the Community Health Foundation, and it's going to give them training and community support. All of those communities will be here in Coffeyville next week to do their training, so we want to give a shout out and just give a warm welcome to them. So also, the city of Coffeyville last night during the commission meeting approved phase two of the downtown lighting project. And just a reminder for everybody out there listening, this is not coming from your tax money. This is a special program, a savings program they had with the electrical department that they were able to raise those funds and put in new downtown street poles. And it couldn't be more perfect timing because the chamber has been raising money to buy all new Christmas lights for downtown. And I want to give a shout out to CVR. We had about 70% of our lights that we were able to purchase, but didn't have quite enough to cover all of the downtown. And CVR stepped up and said, hey, we'll take care of the rest. And so we've got 60 new, brand new Christmas lights coming in downtown this Christmas. I'm excited because the ones we had before were from the 80s. They were very old. They were falling apart. So we get to light up Coffeyville, and we're excited about it. Alicia Yates, Coffeyville Printing, just a reminder that they can help with all your printing needs. Last week, they had four of their corporate customers that had some last-minute urgent rush services. most companies will charge you, but Alicia says that they'll do it for free. So, you know, if you're under a short deadline, you need something, make sure to give her a call, and they will make sure to help you out. Griff Walker from Boys and Girls Club, they've been having a lot of great news lately. They got two new grants that they just received, I think, from the state. Griff is going to Topeka for a fundraiser, a golf tournament. The Leadership Coffeeville class just donated funds for them to give two scholarships to students for the Boys and Girls Club. And then also, they are in the process of merging with Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville so that the two communities can share resources and support. So I think that's amazing. Jamie Grant, Coffeeville Rec, save the date, Saturday, September 28th. It's Touch a Truck event, and if you've never had your kiddos come out to that, it's so much fun. Dump trucks, fire trucks, police cars, you know, every type of big vehicle you can think of, the kids get to go jump and play and crawl on it, and it's a lot of fun. So that'll be the 28th. And then Friday's the deadline for the adult flag sign-up, so make sure you do that soon. This Saturday, the boys' Magic basketball team's doing a fundraiser. It's pork sandwiches, and that'll be in the Country Mart parking lot. So stop by and support them. Ken Andrews from Gators Window Cleaning just got back from surgery, and he's excited to be back to work. Only really about 2 months left of fall cleaning. So if you're needing to get your windows all pressure washed and clean so you can put all your Christmas lights out, make sure you get that booked right now. Leanne Eggers from Public Library. So they have their biannual book sale coming up October 23rd. Mark your calendar. The 17th of this month, they have Kids Craft. And then don't forget, they do yoga several times a week. And then Wednesday preschool time, story time at 11:15. So Lisa Brookover wanted to give a shout out to the Parks Board. I think this group has been doing some amazing work. And they've, not just them, it was city, the Parks Board, several civic groups, everybody's really been wanting to clean up the parks. I don't think sometimes people realize we have 11 parks in our town. It's a lot.
That is a lot of parks.
And with that many parks, it takes a lot of maintenance. And sometimes people want to complain, you know, oh, the city's not doing this or doing that. Well, there's only so many city employees that can be out there maintaining them and the roads and everything else. So sometimes it takes our citizens and our civic groups, community groups, just to come out and support. And they've been working really hard. North Park now has a new shelter, improved parking coming soon, and a grill. They have new soccer goals. They painted the playground. And then Harmon Park got new basketball goals, soccer goals, just all kinds of improvements in our parks. And so just a shout out to everybody that's been helping that. Sharon Calkins, just October 7th, save the date. It's the Old Parker reunion. So anybody that ever attended that school back in the day or anyone in the community is invited to come out to that on October 7th at Lanning's. Brad from the Coffeeville Friends of Animals, I want to thanks to Equity because to do their little fundraiser they are for them. Also, the Leadership Coffeeville class came out and donated money to help with adoption fees. And they are going to be doing a shelter day on October 5th where you can come in, you can take a tour, meet and greet. But whether it's that day or any time, really just encourage the community to go out and look at animals and adopt. The shelter is completely full. They're at capacity and have a lot of just beautiful animals out there that need your love. And right now they've got all these fundraisers going on where pretty much most of the fees are waived. So good time to go out and adopt.
Absolutely. I mean, love pets.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Perfect. We have got a really good shelter, too. I mean, they just really are a blessing in our community. So, Joni Hamby from Salvation Army, their annual soup lunch is coming up October 29th. If you've never been to that, oh, it's amazing. It's like all kinds of choices of homemade soups to try, and it's only $5. So you're like, this one. So it's awesome and perfect for fall. So that'll be October 29th. And then, of course, big thing coming up this Friday is our monthly, they've been doing it monthly, movie night with the Midland Theater. Haley Bagwell told us about this time the movie is Hook. Good old classic. And they're going to have Tinkerbell there and some pirates so the kiddos can take pictures. Food, games, music, it's always a good time. But come out for the movie night this Friday. some other events coming up. Fall is always the busy time of year, which is awesome. It's amazing. There's always something to do in Coffeyville.
Well, and the weather is a lot better. It's not 10,000 degrees outside. Exactly. It's starting to cool off a little bit.
The leaves are slowly coming down, so right. I know it's getting close, but I am so ready for that cool weather.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. But, of course, we got this weekend is the 100-mile sale. So for all of you bargain shoppers out there, great time to go out. And I've heard it's not just garage sales. There's people selling mums, flowers, food, you name it. It's going to be going on. So a lot of people will be in town. So just be careful for you drivers out there because it's going to be a lot of walkers. The chamber has a map that we printed, so that's available. You can stop by the chamber if you want a map of all the Coffeyville places that are going to be doing the garage sales. So other things coming up. Mark your calendars for October 28th is going to be our annual Spooktacular downtown. We typically, on average, have about 600 to 800 kids, plus their families. It is crazy how many people come out. It's a trunk-or-treating, basically, but it's all downtown. And it's a fun time, but we are looking for businesses that maybe want to set up a table and hand out candy or want to do an activity or a game or whatever. Give me a call at the chamber and we'll get you signed up on that. We are also taking sign-ups for the parade. I think I mentioned this last week, but this year for our annual Christmas parade, we are celebrating Coffeyville's 150th. And so we want 150 entries into the Christmas parade. So every church, club, business, group out there, get your group together and come up with a float or just an activity, a car, anything. It doesn't have to be a float. But let's make this a big year for our Christmas parade. We're very, very excited about it. So I felt like there was another event coming up. What was it? Oh, Dalton Defenders Weekend is coming up as well. That's just in a few weeks. That'll be the 4th and 5th. So, and this year they're bringing back the train rides. So that'll be exciting. So get your tickets for that. And then the last thing is, of course, don't forget to get your tickets for the first annual, but hopefully forever and ever, Brewfest downtown. The Chamber's having a Hops Around Town event. It's so fun. We're excited. Lots of breweries coming. We also have wineries coming. We've got distilleries, cornhole tournament, games, food, you name it, music. And tickets actually go up on price next Friday. So if you want to get the good deal, get your tickets in. You can come to the Chamber or you can go online and purchase them on our website or Facebook page. So lots of fun events and lots of stuff happening in Coffeyville.
Absolutely. A ton of great events coming up. And that Brewfest, that sounds pretty good to me. So may have to check that out. Well, Candy, I thank you for coming in today and talking about all the great things going on in Coffeyville.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have some more open line for you right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.